3.6 Design and Deliver of Programs and Services. Overview. We are on a journey to build an inclusive culture that makes accessibility and inclusive design the way we do business. We have policies, programs, practices, and services in place to govern our processes. The Accessibility Action Committee, AAC, is comprised of leaders across the bank and is responsible for accelerating our progress to become a leader in accessibility. They are accomplishing this through implementation of CIBC's 5-year accessibility roadmap, which has 4 work streams and 10 strategic initiatives. The roadmap is underpinned by quantitative targets and reports quarterly to CIBC's Inclusion and Diversity Leadership Council, chaired by our President and CEO. In 2021, we established a Center of Excellence, COE, for accessibility within our enterprise client experience team. The COE is comprised of subject matter experts with lived disability experience, and team members are engaged by stakeholders across the bank to provide guidance on accessibility-related matters. The COE is also focused on building a culture of accessibility and improving client experience through strategic client initiatives. For example, in 2022, the COE created an accessibility and inclusive design training module for retail banking product managers, and this is a required course within their masterclass training series. We've also established an enterprise digital accessibility team. For more information, please see the Information and Communication Technology focus area. In 2022, we made it easier for our clients to access the Registered Disability Savings Plan, RDSP, by reducing processing time. And we introduced Braille and large print card sleeves available upon request for credit cards, debit cards, and prepaid cards, helping to provide a more inclusive experience. In 2016, we began a partnership with Magnus Cards, a free app that teaches life skills through storytelling. The CIBC card decks offer a step-by-step approach to help autistic and neurodiverse people gain independence in activities, including assistance for banking and money management. To ensure that accessibility remains embedded in our business-as-usual process, and that our design and delivery of programs and services are accessible, we have several processes established at CIBC. Our governance process includes a client experience assessment, CEA, for all new initiatives at CIBC to ensure we deliver the best client experience possible. Within the CEA, there are questions specific to accessibility. Our requirements state that components must comply with applicable regulations, and all digital components must comply with the CIBC's Inclusive Design Standard for Application User Interfaces. Our Enterprise Delivery Framework maps a single common approach for delivering projects within CIBC and itemizes the processes, associated work products, and the how-to guidance required to complete a project successfully, which include conforming to CIBC's internal Inclusive Design Standard for Application User Interfaces. To support our employees in serving our clients with disabilities, there are several internal resources available, including the Accessibility Hub at CIBC, a Client Resource Hub, and employees may contact the Accessibility COE for expertise. In addition, we have accessibility training courses for employees. All frontline employees are required to take our Supporting Clients with Disabilities course. The COE regularly monitors accessibility comments and feedback from our client survey data. Regular reviews of our accessibility dashboard provide insights into areas of opportunity for us to focus on continuous improvement of products and services for persons with disabilities. CIBC digital and telephone banking channels incorporate the latest accessibility features, such as advanced speech recognition for identification purposes, and we also offer video relay services, VRS. We have identified some barriers in our design and delivery of programs and services. There are varying levels of awareness and understanding of the importance of designing for accessibility, which is key within teams responsible for product and service development. For example, there remains some complexity for our clients in opening a Registered Disability Savings Plan, RDSP. In addition, participants in research and consultations shared that in some instances, there is a lack of understanding from frontline employees of how to best serve a client with a disability. Ongoing plans. Continue to create a culture of accessibility by executing against our accessibility communication strategy to drive awareness of the importance of accessibility. Tactics include internal social media campaigns, celebrating days of opportunity, for example, International Day of Persons with Disabilities, #IDPD, planning events for Global Accessibility Awareness Day, #GAAD, and Disability Employee Awareness Month, #DEAM. Identify our clients with disabilities within our client surveys to understand their feedback and continue to learn how to improve our products and services. Simplify the ability for employees to locate accessibility tools, training, and resources. 2023. Continue efforts underway to improve the client experience to open a RDSP, including the ability for clients to apply for a RDSP digitally to modernize the client experience. Update and simplify employee resources to make it easier for them to use so they may better serve clients with disabilities. Centralize all existing accessibility learning into our Accessibility Learning Hub to make it easier for employees to find. 2024. Develop a suite of tools, including checklists, that will provide guidance to employees in the design and delivery of accessible and inclusive digital documents for internal or external use. Build awareness among employees and develop a communications plan to inform employees of the tools and training available to help them design and deliver accessible and inclusive programs and services. Expand accessibility training into roles that require accessibility knowledge, product development, service design, process engineering. 2025. Scope comprehensive organization-wide accessibility training options to execute against the established accessibility learning strategy, so all team members recognize the importance of inclusivity and can champion accessibility in their role.